Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
61 yards, three touchdowns.
He's tough to stop.
He is tough to stop.
And remember, for those of you not familiar with Dylan Mitchell, he was a basketball player as well at White Station and played for Team Penny, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So it was with the Lawsons. They lost the championship
game.
He got
that technical.
Yeah, that call, which was a bad call at the end of the game. That dude is he is quite the athlete.
Dylan Mitchell's last three games, as soon as Pac-12 play started, 14 receptions, 239 yards against Stanford.
Yeah, he's going off.
Against Cal, he had 7 receptions, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Against Washington last weekend, he had 8 receptions.
8 receptions. Okay,
119 yards, and a score.
Stud. Spartan, too, baby. You know we love our Spartans.
And I mean, he's 6'2", 190. I mean, that's NFL
size.
I don't
think I realized he was 6'2".
Yeah. Yeah, because he was a guard. You know, he's a guard at White Station, so.
He's listed at 6'2", 190. No way.
That's what he's listed at. That's only what, 6 foot, 185?
Kid wasn't tall. Kid wasn't. I remember doing interviews with him.
Maybe he's grown.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
When's the last time you interviewed
him? He was not a 6'2 point guard for Team Penny. I just don't remember him being that tall. But he was always, you know, he's a football guy, so he's built and stocky. But,
right.
Man, 6'2, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, he's on his rival's profile, for his football profile, he's 6 foot, 190. So, yeah. I mean, he probably got a little bit.
He definitely got a little thicker out there. We know that.
So I'm looking at these old Memphis records against the SEC.
Yeah.
In 1993, the year before they became the University of Memphis, they went 3-0 against the SEC, beat Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State.
Dang.
Mississippi State was number 23 in the country.
Really?
They shut out Arkansas 6-0. I mean, they didn't score, but
that was a big win.
Still, man.
That was a big win in the 30s.
And then they went 2-2 against the SEC the next year when they became University of Memphis. So
it's a
nice little run there in the 90s for the Tigers against the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, they should have. You're saying before they became the University of Memphis, they dominated the SEC?
Yeah, the year before they went 3-0.
They were like West Tennessee Normal School, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
West Tennessee Normal School should have been in the SEC. They dominated. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke that the West Tennessee Normal School did not get in the SEC.
Are we giving them a chance tomorrow?
No. I mean, I'm sorry. I kind of feel like this is where the rope gets let go of. You know, you lose a tough game.
Boy, that hurts Bennett. You could hear it in
his
voice.
The thing is, though, is you say that, man, and listen, I tend to agree with you, but like, dude, this is also, if you look at it from the other side, it is a non-Power 5 coming into Missouri. Like,
bro, they've lost 3 games in a row.
And they are
desperate.
And I get it, but we know that Memphis can score.
I'm not saying they can't score. I'm just saying
I could see Missouri.
Missouri has got to win this game.
I could see Missouri overlooking Memphis and it being a closer game.
Barry Odom might
lose to Memphis.
Barry Odom might get fired if they lose this game.
Right. I'm just saying I could see it being a closer game than people think.
I'm not saying it won't be close, but I don't think Memphis gets the win on the road.
It's tough.
You're coming off a crushing defeat at home against UCF. Like, that's a game you probably think you should have won. And how do you respond to that? You know, you're on the road. Like, I think it's going to be tough.
More important games on the schedule at this point is Houston.
Right.
And it doesn't, you know, that's the other thing about it. It's like, at this point
Memphis.
Now, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right?
So. Yeah, I don't know. It'll still be a fun game to watch, an SEC opponent. I'll definitely tune
in. SEC Network tomorrow at 3.
But, you know, I just don't see Memphis getting a win this weekend. I'm just trying to be real with you. Trying to be real. I wish it was different. If they beat UCF, I think they probably got a chance. You're feeling good. You come in this game, you can
win. I prefer when you keep it real, John Martin. I really do. I think that's the best way to go on this show.
Yeah. I thought they could beat UCF last week.
You weren't far off.
You know, I mean, they
scored and then scored in the second half.
Anyway, lots to get to in the rundown. LeBron James made his debut last night.
Yes.
As a Los Angeles Laker. They did lose.
Man, I don't know about Lonzo Ball anymore, man.
I tried to tell you about
that. Bennett said it too. He started to look like odd man out. Mm. Man, you know who's good? Josh Hart.
He is good. Former Memphis Tiger recruit.
Duke can play.
Yeah. Yes, he
How
can.
How close did the Tigers get to getting him?
Not very.
That's what I thought.
Because he was like, wasn't he a Philly kid or something like that? Somewhere around there. Like and then that. He ends up going to Villanova, right. You know. So, yeah, they didn't get very close with him. But he's certainly a very intriguing young piece.
Lakers got some pieces. They got to get some big men. I'm with Bennett. They're going to make some moves.
LeBron had a couple of nice dunks. We'll get to that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. Step
right up. It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th, and it's better than ever. Head to Tiger Lane to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs. From noon to 10 p.m., hang out at the Burger Bar, drink local beers, and experience live music provided by Gonna Records. Catch some of the city's best chefs in the Chef's Demo Tent. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
It is that time of year. Time to start thinking about where you're going to have that special holiday dinner, get-together, or party, which means it's time to start thinking about Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad has private dining spaces that can accommodate 12 to 25 guests. Bounty on Broad can host cocktail parties and, if you need a bigger space, can host up to 200 people throughout the entire restaurant. And what better place for a party, honestly? Bounty on Broad is flat-out beautiful. It makes you feel good just walking into the place. The food is farm to table, and it's delicious. From the braised pork shank to the fried Gulf oysters to the white wine poached flounder. All items on the menu come out family style and can serve 3 to 4 people per dish. Bounty can also offer a menu of heavy hors d'oeuvres. So let Bounty on Broad help plan your next family celebration, corporate dinner party, rehearsal dinner, or holiday gala. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. See the menu and more at bountyonbroad.com or call them at 901-410-8131.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Graves Lee Commercial Fleet Salesman is going on right now, so make sure you get on over to Commercial Equipment Company. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. Right now, throughout the entire month of October, all commercial Gravy lawnmowers, including all walk-behind, zero-turn, and stand-on mowers, they're on sale.
Love the month of October because you get these great sales. You're getting them from Commercial Equipment Company. Remember, you get 0% financing, too, for up to 48 months on selected models. The Gravely Commercial Fleet Sales Event. Added Commercial Equipment. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. As John Martin has said, that is just south of Summer Avenue, right across the street, as a matter of fact, from Putt-Putt. You can call them up at 901-275-8255. 275-8177. We'll talk about that more. Again, 275-8177. And, John, they've also got something off those blowers, too.
Yes, they do. Up to $50 off those Backpack Red Max blowers. Mm-hmm. The most powerful blowers on the market. Just call for more details or stop by and let Jose help you pick out the blower that's going to work best for you.
All right, every day at this time, we do the rundown. Why don't we get to it, Bennett?
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
We touched on a little bit, and I think it sounds like we were all watching. It sounds like we all got pumped up those first couple of LeBron James dunks. He came down that lane and stuffed it through there with some passion. That said, his Lakers, in his debut with his new squad, lost last night at Portland. This is sort of a tough debut for LeBron, because that's a good Portland team, and certainly one that's proven now in terms of winning in the playoffs. Mm. That's a whole other story. But if that's a good they were three last year. Am I not right? Three seed. Didn't they get up to the three seed?
I believe that's true. Yes.
Yeah. Before getting swept
by the Pelicans. Correct.
I mean, a great regular season team, and they were certainly pretty good last night. 128-119. LeBron. Portland wins. LeBron finishes with 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists in his Lakers debut. Now, a couple of things of interest from this, because we've all been interested and what's going to happen with the Lakers and all these interesting, unique pieces they have. They moved Lonzo Ball to the bench. We knew that was going to happen. Lonzo's coming back. He played last night, but he's coming back. What, it was a knee, I think it was, or something like that.
Yep.
He's heavier. He's bigger. And last night, I'm not going to lie to you, he looked like the odd man out. I know Josh Hart is listed as a shooting guard, but that ball's in his hands a lot. And last night, he finishes with 20 points on 8-12, shooting 3-5 from 3-point range. You've got Rondo starting at point guard. He looked good with his 11 assists. And last night, he was watching closely. They've been pointing this out on the broadcast. You could see at a point where LeBron goes to the free throw line, Rondo is right there with LeBron in terms of running the show.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to LeBron on the free throw line, talks to him. I couldn't tell if it looked to me like they were discussing who they're defending on the other end. He's giving out assignments, and he talked to LeBron about his. Then he went down the lane and talked to the two Lakers that were there. Talked to every member of the team. And look, I know that if things start to get ugly with the Lakers, that's when you could get ugly Rondo. That's when Rondo sort of wants to do his right thing. But right now, he looks bought in to this thing being a winner this season. Good acquisition for them. And again, last night, 13 points, 11 assists for him. Kuzma came off the bench, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Y'all know how much I like Kyle Kuzma. You look at what they've got, John, and it's a bunch of perimeter guys. They're good.
Yep.
The perimeter guys they have are good. They literally, and boy, was I wrong on this in terms of guys we think LeBron will cut first. They literally have one big dude in JaVale McGee. McGee was pretty good last night. He certainly was aggressive, had 13 points, 8 rebounds. That's all the bigs they've got for the most part.
And they got Beasley.
Yeah. I don't know if you count him
this. Like, for me, just watching
He can give you a little of that power forward, though.
For me, watching that game last night, my biggest takeaway, the best acquisition for the Lakers this offseason was LeBron James. I mean, that's...
Oh, thanks, John.
That's just... No,
I was trying to get to...
Can play.
They're going to take some of these perimeter pieces and go get another big, and they could actually get to... I'm not with Mike Wallace yet that they're going to be top three, but I have said since they got LeBron, I thought 4 and 5. I think we had Brevin on. He thought the same thing. I think 4 is a real possibility. If they're going to get to 4, though, they've got to have some help inside. They got killed in there. It's just McGee. That's all it is. They will be an interesting team to watch. And as LeBron said, you know, this ain't instant oatmeal in terms of they were already being asked about chemistry last night, mm-hmm. things like that. Yes, it's going to take time. But you could see some flashes of a team that I don't see any way to make the playoffs. I don't know anybody that said they're not.
God.
But when it first started, you had guys like Windhorst, who knows LeBron like the back of his hand, saying they would be bottom 7-8 seed type. I don't see that, bro.
Well, I mean,
Think
about it like this, right?
That low.
Think about it in these terms. When LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh all joined up in Miami, right? First of all, they're all three in their primes. At that time, they were three of the best players in the NBA. The roster was better in Miami than it is in LA. I think we can all agree with that. And think about how long it took for them. Now, eventually, they ended up getting it together, and Mike Miller got on board, and they won two championships.
Mm-hmm.
But that was LeBron in his prime. And, I mean, in the beginning of his prime, Dwayne Wade was in his prime. And it still took, what, basically, you know, 2 months. And they still had to lose that first finals, mm-hmm. right, for them to kind of get it together. So, I mean, take that and double it for this Lakers team. They're going to have to wait till next summer. I mean, before we start talking about them as a true contender in the West, it's going to take till next summer.
I reserve that.
Because if you're top three, you're a contender.
One or two teams.
If you're top three in the West, I consider you a contender. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So until they make a move,
not a contender till Golden State breaks up.
Well, if they can get like a Kawhi in the offseason, they could compete with.
Oh, then absolutely they will.
But that's what it's going to take. You know, that's what it's going to take. And until that happens, but it is fun though, just to see LeBron in a Lakers jersey. Like to see him throwing it down.
Isn't it weird how, like, we're not Lakers fans.
Yeah.
And not the biggest, you know, we respect LeBron. I know you more so than me in terms of a fan of his. But
right.
It's what it does to you when you watch him throw that ball through the hoop like that, like, makes you feel like, I mean, we're all pulling for him.
Weird. I think the league.
Because everybody watched it. Like, we'd all talk to each other in the break, and everybody got pumped up when LeBron throws it down. It's like.
Yep.
You're just watching greatness, and he does. I guess whether you root against him or for him, you all get something out of it.
Well, I think I've said before. I think
just watching him is.
I think the league is better.
As Jeff would say, gives us great pleasure.
Yeah. Did you just tweet that Evan Daniels is coming on? Like right now, that thing fired off. I don't want Evan to like get spooked out, man. We're just now in the beginning of the rundown. But yes,
my bad.
Not many minutes he played last year. It's 37 last night. And that's the thing about this team. Look, they're in terms of contending, that's all next year with who you get in free agency and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
But this is a team that's dead set on making the playoffs. To do that, you're going to have to play LeBron James a whole lot.
Yep.
And you tell me, he amazed us last year in year 15 and what he was able to do in the terms of the minutes played to go with it.
Yep.
And the way he still had something left in the tank in the playoffs to drag that sorry Cleveland team to where he did.
Yep.
But you going to tell me you're going to keep, what is he, 33 now?
33, but 34 in December.
Be 34 in December. You're going to keep piling these minutes on him, and we think it's not going to take a toll. Eventually, John, I know he's inhuman, but eventually it will. And you just know that this year especially, without a Kawhi, without another big-time star, he's got to play a lot more minutes this year. And I hope for those Lakers, it doesn't take, you know, that he's still got something left in the tank in year two, year three.
Yeah, it was good to see LeBron last night. I think the league is better when the Lakers are good, and they are certainly, even though they didn't get the win last night, they are certainly on their way back to being good.
Next story.
All right, so I guess this was yesterday, but Kevin Durant had a post on his Instagram. Maybe it was 2 days ago, and I'm just now seeing this, but I think it's actually interesting.
Yeah, it was after the first night.
He posts a picture of himself on Instagram, and his brother, Tony Durant, he comments on it, and he says, "Yes, sir, brother, filling the hand up before we get out of here." And that, of course, continues to fuel the speculation that Kevin Durant is indeed out of Golden State after this season. I mean, unless Tony Durant is just trolling, I don't see any reason why he would do that. Even like Marcus Thompson, who covers the Warriors for The Athletic. Like, I've read some of his stuff, you know, because we now have subscriptions to The Athletic. And he's, like, doubling down. He's like, Kevin Durant's getting out of here. Like, mm-hmm. He's gone,
mm-hmm.
you know? But why? Like,
Sort of seems to be a foregone conclusion. Now.
Why?
He's moved to this pretty quickly.
Why is he leaving? It would be my question. Like, I hear everybody says he is leaving, but, like, why?
Because he's underappreciated out there, and we know how sensitive he is.
You think he feels underappreciated?
Yes. Steph's going to get all the love.
Even though he's two straight finals MVPs.
And will continue to get all the love. Hell, Steph should have got it last year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have – look, let's not play games. We know how sensitive KD is. And he's still getting – you had to go to a super team to do it. There's no question he's going to want to go out and prove – you know, that's all KD's been about is proving that, you know, his haters. And, again, I would say, why are you even bothering, man? Like, that's but we're not going to get into a discussion about his sensitivity. His thing is going to be to prove the doubters wrong, the people that say he could only win it when he went and joined a super team. Whether it's with the Knicks or somebody else, you just get the feeling he's the kind of guy that wants all the credit or at least more than he feels like he's getting. So I think he moves on too, quite frankly.
And he could go like the Knicks, for example. That's where everybody said like the Knicks seemed to be an option.
See, I think he thought once he got a couple of rings, validation, you're one of the best players in the league. And we give him that already. He clearly wants greatest. Like, that's what he's out for. He wants to be better than LeBron.
Right.
And you're not going to get that until you go and show that you can lead one on your own.
Correct.
Especially these ones that hate on you, they're not going to get, some still won't give it to you. And that's the problem. He's still going to try to fight them too because he's so thin-skinned.
That is correct.
But eventually, there's no question. He's going to want to do this on his own. That's the kind of guy he is.
If what drives him is validation.
It is what you can tell is what drives him.
He will never.
Respect.
He will never get it in Golden State. He will forever be perceived as a ring chaser. He will be forever perceived as a snake.
What he's got to realize is I don't care where you get in your career, what you're doing, not everybody's going to like you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it feels like. He wants everybody to like him. He wants to be the good guy. So he's had to kind of turn heel sometimes on some of these folks and go bad guy. That dude wants to be liked. He wants people to accept him and call him the best. I get wanting to be the best. I appreciate that. I like that competitive drive.
Right.
But the thin-skinnedness, man, you got to grow out of. We've all had our issues, right, where you grow out of it, man. You develop a thicker skin, and you'd think a guy as in the public eye as he is would have manned up a little bit by now. Now, it's going to lead to him leaving. May lead to something very good in New York with the Knicks or whatever. Maybe you bring one of their. You may eventually get it from the reasonable fans, some validation. You go lead that franchise as bad as it's been the last few years. Okay, now you're doing something. But join the super team? Come on.
I would just think at some point.
You're never going to get wide, massive respect doing it that way.
I would think at some point you stop caring, right? Like you stop caring. Like you are shielded from
because you become an adult.
Yeah, that.
Exactly.
That and like you have.
And you are blessed in your life.
Yeah, you have the shield of.
And you stop worrying about what people think.
And not just two rings, Jason, but like two finals MVP trophies.
He was an assassin.
I would give everybody that doubts me or tries to take away from my legacy the double bird, one for each finals MVP. I didn't just ride Steph. I didn't just ride Clay. I didn't just ride Durant. I carried them in the finals. I'm the finals MVP. I'm the dude who made those shots. I'm not saying he didn't get help. But, like, to me, at that point, I get it. Early on, if they would have ended up losing in the finals or something and he struggled in those series, mm-hmm. I could see where that would eat him up. But, dude, I mean, you did everything you humanly possible – you know, to get those championships and you earn the MVP trophies. I'd stop worrying about it. I'd say F anybody that has a problem with me. I got what I wanted in this league.
Easier said than done from some of us. We all have got our things.
In this life. I mean, even like for me, like to you know, once upon a time, I used to worry what people thought about me on Twitter. You know, I used to look, you know, I used to see it. I used to sometimes respond to it. Now, dude, I don't care. I don't got time to check Twitter in my new Challenger, bro. I don't got time for that.
You develop thicker skin. That's what I used to have this conversation with Josh Pastner all the time.
Right.
How have you not developed a thicker skin at this point? Some of those, John, just aren't. It's not going to happen. I'm convinced of that.
Right.
KD may be one of those guys.
He could be indeed one of those guys. All right. When we come back, Evan Daniels is going to join us. We will talk to him about the James Wiseman recruitment. We will ask him about DJ Jeffries. We will ask him about the G League route. $125,000. Would you take that? Is it going to impact Penny's recruiting? Lots to get to with Evan. He's on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals is a locally owned and operated business serving residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. They are the home of the free roof, and they work with insurance companies to ensure qualifying customers get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Call 870-0186 for a free roofing estimate or visit morrisonroofing.net.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th for another year, and it's better than ever. Make your way down to Tiger Lane, where you'll have the chance to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs and 15 different local beers from noon to 10 p.m. Don't miss the first ever Coaches Throwdown. They'll be spotlighting the area's top 10 football teams, including a burger eating contest. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, advance sampling tickets and VIP tent access available at burgerfestmemphis.com.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. and Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue, low sex drive, clothes sizes just kept getting bigger. Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyverville Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself. And also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near an O'Reilly Auto Parts because they have locations all throughout the Memphis area. If you need auto parts but you can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day.
Hey, we're celebrating 2 years of the Jason and John Show on 92.9 ESPN. Hey, also celebrating a 42-year-old's birthday in mine, October 19th at an Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events. Come join us.
Yeah, if you bring in a birthday card for Jason and John, you can enter to win your own birthday party. Take the challenge and race against a staff member to win a free race. And in the spirit of Jason turning 42, the Jackie Robinson, get four races for the price of two during the party.
Again, October 19th, lots of food from our sponsors, Wing Guru and Papa John's, Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, AudubonSpeed.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th, and it's better than ever. Head to Tiger Lane to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs. From noon to 10 p.m., hang out at the Burger Bar, drink local beers, and experience live music provided by Garner Records. Catch some of the city's best chefs in the Chef's Demo Tent. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is hiring. That's right. They are seeking employees for the holiday season. It is the most wonderful job of the year, and it's perfect for anybody looking for a part-time way to earn that much-needed holiday season cash. It's perfect for any high school or college student. So if you got one of those, you want to send them to work, do it at Williams-Sonoma. They offer great pay, flexible schedules, a clean, modern work environment, and employee discounts. You're going to be eligible to earn a retention bonus if you work the entire season, and if you work the whole peak season, your name's going to be entered into a drawing to win a brand new car. If you work for Williams-Sonoma for the holiday season, you can even come back and work next holiday or any other time of the year like during the summer and even more easily explore full-time career opportunities. So as you can tell, working at Williams-Sonoma truly is the most wonderful job of the year. Man, shout out to our man Terrence Miller who came by and dropped us off some gifts for the two-year anniversary tonight. We're going to be celebrating at Autobot Indoor Speedway and events. I mean, we
got did it in our team, in our NFL team bags. I got Bears, John got sorry Raiders. This is a nice Raiders bag, though.
Look at this. This is perfect. It's a Raiders shot glass. I'm going to be doing lots of these, okay? We'll be doing lots of these. So,
Terrence, thank you, man.
Man, that was very thoughtful.
Our great listeners.
And as awesome, promised, dude. His name is Evan Daniels. He is equally awesome. He is the 247 Sports Basketball Recruiting Insider, as well as College Basketball Insider over at FS1.
Yes.
And he joins us now. Mr. Daniels, how you doing, man?
I am doing well. What kind of present did you get? Shot glass?
Yeah, we got I got a Oakland Raider shot glass from a listener because it's our two-year anniversary, Evan. We're celebrating our two-year anniversary of the show tonight at Autobahn Indoor Speedway and Events here in Memphis.
Evan, he's going to need that shot glass the way the Raider season's going.
2 years. Congratulations, boys.
I appreciate that. You're a big part of it, as you know. You've come on about 18
times.
Yeah,
whatever.
18 times you've been on.
That's real talk, man.
All right. The 2 years, how many days do you think you've spoken about James Wiseman?
I mean, since he moved to Memphis last summer, I'd say at least twice a week. So, I mean, we're talking like full segments. And now it's ramped up. So, a lot. We definitely
wow.
Let me ask you this, Evan. Are Memphis fans going to need shot glasses as it pertains to the James Wiseman recruitment?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that right now. I think we got two visits left. Sounds like he's closing in on decision. It's interesting to me that he changed his timeline up. Mm-hmm. It's also interesting that he switched his visits around. But I still think there's a little to play out. I couldn't pick between the favorites right now. So I don't know if that helps or hurts Memphis fans sleeping at night.
For you, who's covered recruiting so long and done it so well, how significant is it to you that he flips the visits, makes Memphis last? For our listeners that, that follow, recruiting generally, whatever, we've sort of been talking about that today. How significant is that for you?
Yeah, so I admittedly don't know. Sometimes in these scenarios, there's a reason for
we talked about
flip.
That. Yep.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. I don't know if there was or wasn't. I think it is great to be the school that's on your mind last.
Yes.
So I think for Memphis, that's a good thing. You get to leave kind of the lasting impression and kind of give that final pitch. I'm curious to see how quickly he decides after that visit.
Mm-hmm.
Does he sign early? You know, because he told me that he wanted to make his decision before November, but he didn't say anything about signing. So I'm curious of all the above. But I think we'd just be speculating if we dug in too much to them flipping that visit around, because it could simply be, he wanted his sister to go with him or something, and she couldn't the next week, just hypothetically. I don't know what the scenario was, but there's always, situations where a family member or somebody couldn't go one week, but they could the other, and obviously Memphis is closer by. So, but that's just speculation. That's obviously not any sort of reasoning I've been told. It's just there's different scenarios in every recruitment.
Evan, when I read all this news that you break on James Wiseman and talking to his mother, Don Zelay, I envision you and Don Zelay sitting out on the front porch in rocking chairs and her just giving you all the goods. Is that pretty much how it goes?
It's not how it goes. That is not how it goes.
You guys are close. You've developed quite the relationship.
Jason's not happy about it, Evan. I mean, that's what.
No, we're clearly jealous. It's not. No, I'm happy for you, Evan. We're clearly jealous of you.
Yeah. I've been lucky enough for her to give me some information from time to time.
No, seriously.
Taking care of me.
Here's what I wanted to ask you out of that in real talk. How surprised have you been with how forthcoming she's been, and how straightforward? Pretty much everything she said. Look, we're not going to reclassify, right? We're not going to prep school. They've stuck to. Are parents usually like this?
I don't think most of them want to steer us the wrong direction. I think she's been pretty open and honest.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that has necessarily changed since talking to her is the timeline.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I think that's just recruiting. Things in recruiting change. You know, just like some of their visits have changed. I don't think for the most part parents try to mislead reporters or journalists. There are obviously cases where they do, but it's not necessarily something that happens often. You know, she's been pretty forthcoming with information, and for the most part, it's been spot on, and she's handled it, I think, in a pretty good way.
Me too.
We are, of course, talking to Evan Daniels. Been all over the James Wiseman recruitment, of course, college covers college basketball and college basketball recruiting for both 247 and FS1. Let's talk about the developments yesterday with the G League, Evan. And you've been tweeting about this a lot. They are now trying to get to a point where they offer $125,000, or at least up to $125,000, for these sort of would-be one-and-done guys who aren't eligible for the NBA draft. It seems like you were very skeptical about how much this will impact college basketball programs who are recruiting, you know, those kind of guys, the 18-year-olds who aren't eligible for the NBA draft, just because it sounds like you don't believe in, you know, the glitz and glamour of the G League. You do not believe that this will have a major impact on, for example, like a Duke or a Memphis or anybody recruiting that caliber of player.
I don't. Actually, I'm thinking about doing a podcast on this next week. Mm-hmm. Because it kind of got me going yesterday. But I just don't think $125,000 moves the needle. And I don't think the risk outweighs the reward.
100%.
The reward outweighs the risk. If it is $500,000, I could see more heads turning that direction. But look, going to the G League at 18 years old is difficult for a number of reasons. You've got to be physically and mentally ready. And keep in mind, the G League is not this lavish lifestyle.
Nope.
It is not the chartered planes. It's not the Four Seasons. You are taking early flights. You are connecting. You are flying commercial. It's a different world than the NBA. It's a different world than if you go to a Memphis or a Duke or a Kentucky. So you have to factor that in. And, you know, I had people in my mentions kind of saying, well, you know, if you're not ready for the G League, how are you ready for the NBA? Well, that's a fair point. But if you're drafted in the first round, you get a guaranteed contract.
Mm-hmm.
So you get guaranteed real money, not $125,000. But that team also has reason to invest in you.
Exactly.
Where the G League team, you go back into the draft the next year. You know, that, keep in mind, those coaches on the G League team, they're fighting for new jobs. They want to win.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play the guys that are most ready. You know, I had a well thought of a high executive in an NBA front office tell me earlier today that, you know, they will take into account and don't expect players that go into the G League that are 18 years old to produce. And he didn't think that that would hurt their draft stock. I somewhat disagree.
Mm-hmm.
If Adarius Bazley were to go to college or were to play, let me rephrase that. If he were to go to the G League, I think he would have hurt his stock.
Uh-huh.
There's just a lot of different scenarios and how this all plays out. I just think it's a serious risk for an 18-year-old getting a minimal amount of money. If it's $500,000 and then you sign a $500,000 apparel deal too, boom, I get it. $125,000, don't get it.
Yeah, and I think the other risk with the G League, I agree with all that. I think that's kind of what our point was yesterday. It's just like you're on TV in high-level college basketball. People know your name in high-level college basketball. Like, you just feel like more of a celebrity than you ever would in the G League, no matter how good you are. And secondly, too, you know, in college basketball, everybody's between the ages of 18 and 22 years old, right? So physically, like, you're kind of in the same bracket. In the G League, there are 28 and 29 and 30-year-old dudes who are fighting for their lives and their livelihoods and their careers, who are just going to be in a different place physically than you are. And that can be detrimental to a guy's stock.
Of course. Completely agree. And, you know, keep in mind that going to college as a freshman, an 18-year-old freshman, and going to the G League as an 18-year-old, those are two different places. The guys that are in the G League are former college All-Americans. These are not chumps. These are really good players. You know, Quinn Cook spent a lot of time in the G League. He goes on to win a ring with the Warriors. Alex Caruso, heck of a college player, has spent a lot of time in the G League, now with the Lakers. Lorenzo Brown had a huge season in the G League for the Raptors last year. Like, these are really good college players that are going to be seasoned, they're going to be experienced, they're going to be physical, and they are fighting for their livelihoods. And I think it's going to be difficult for an 18-year-old to go into that type of environment. And obviously, in 3 years, it's going to open up, I think, and these 18-year-olds are going to be allowed to go to the NBA. But look at this last year. Let's point to DeAndre Ayton, who I thought was the clear number one pick in this past NBA draft. Mm-hmm. He actually needed that year at Arizona. That year at Arizona helped him significantly, not only physically but mentally, and his game changed. Yeah. He was a completely different player from the spring of his senior season in high school to the end of his freshman year in college.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen if he goes G League. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then let me ask you this, Evan. I don't know how much attention you've paid to this, but DJ Jeffries is a recruitment we've all been paying attention to here in Memphis. Have you heard anything on his recruitment? The word was that we got that the decision was going to come this week, perhaps. Obviously, it's Friday, so that would be a surprise. Have you heard anything about that recruitment at all lately?
Nothing out of the ordinary. You know, obviously, I know that Memphis and Mississippi State and Ole Miss were kind of the schools, but I haven't heard of a leader or a decision or timeline for a decision on DJ Jeffers.
Gotcha. Evan, man, you're the best in the business. Appreciate the
time, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me, boys.
Yes, sir.
A pleasure.
Hey, congratulations. Y'all have a hell of a show. 2 years is a big deal. Happy for both of you.
I appreciate
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
We'll see you soon.
Keep up the good work.
He is Evan Daniels, covers college basketball and college basketball, recruiting for 247 and FS1. So there you have it. Seems like, according to Evan, you know, a good development, right, for James Wiseman to have switched that visits, which we kind of knew. But, you know, yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to John Walker, who is the Vice President of Business Ops for the Memphis Grizzlies. It is the home opener, so we'll talk to them about everything they got going on down there tonight. And more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Football season only lasts a few months each year, and Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. With Lock It, all it takes is a few quick taps on your Regions mobile app to lock your card before you even report the problem. Lock It also lets you block ATM withdrawals, online purchases, or in-store purchases. Lock some or all of your controls and take control of your cards. Need to unlock for a purchase? You can change your settings in an instant. Lock It works with your Regions personal check card, credit card, or prepaid Now card. It's a little extra peace of mind that lets you focus on game day. We get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
How you- your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
National contest, data message rate supply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, time to win a grand right now. Text the word semester, S-E-M-E-S-T-E-R. Text semester to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Again, your noon hour keyword is semester. Text semester, S-E-M-E-S-T-E-R, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. Another chance coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, but right now text semester to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Smith drives to the goal line. Johnson drives the lane.
You need Drive to win the big game, and soon you can drive to Tunica on I-269, the fast track to Tunica, to enjoy the big game at Tunica's all-new sportsbooks, along with dining, concerts, and more. I-269 opening soon. All-new Tunica sportsbooks now open. Drive to win and log on to win today. TunicaTravel.com/drive to win.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to, and that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV. And it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown, Friday night Laramie, on Saturday John Paul Keith.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When I say the holly, you know I need the hot. Be a gator, but brothers in the pot. Jalik, Jalik, you wind up, yeah. Captain of the poets, I'm the number 7. Licks, 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 boy, when your back's hot. Licks, 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 boy, when your back's hot. Listen to the way the Shaheed lets it glide. Tip to everybody, heaven's on my side.
The Live Love Memphis Group and REMAX Experts. I love saying it because they're the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They are the official realtor of the J&J Show. Yes, they are the group responsible for selling my home in Raleigh and getting me in my new home in Cordova. I am so thankful to them, John. They are simply the best to be able to do what they did for me.
I'm so happy for you, man. You're back on like an 8-0 run in life.
I got to invite you back out to the house, to the new house.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me if I've been out there yet. The answer is no. This dude hadn't invited me yet. He's being stingy with that invite.
Well, I mean, I got to get everything out of the boxes.
All right, fair enough. But yes, they are the best in the business. If they can get Jason out of his home in Raleigh, it's promise you, they can get you
out of your statement.
They do things differently out there at Live Love Memphis Group. They offer a ton of extras. They don't fill her extra at all, and they don't charge extra. And it's why they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days.
That's right. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 685-6000. Again, 685-6000. And the person to call is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the quarterback of my team. She'll take care of you as well. Again, she had a miracle that she had to perform on mine.
Yes,
for yours, it'll be much easier.
Yes, she did. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Big night here in Memphis because it is the home opener of your Memphis Grizzlies. Lots going on downtown tonight. John Walker is the vice president of business ops down there with the Grizzlies, and he joins us now. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Everything is good. So you guys excited, fired up down there?
We are. We need to get on that winning trend, you know?
No question about
it's going to happen.
Good opportunity tonight. So what do you have going on that people need to know?
Yeah, it's we're going to have a little party starting about 5:30 in the grand lobby. We'll have bands. We're going to give away headbands with our new MEM logo on them to the first 10,000 fans who come in. We have some great acts going to be performing pregame and halftime, and should be a fun night.
I mean, these are always exciting, right? And no matter what, I mean, it's a celebration of sorts, right? Like Grizzlies basketball is back. These are kind of easy, right?
It is. You know, we've been waiting for this all summer to get back and have the team healthy and get us playing. And you know, Wednesday night didn't go the way we wanted, but we can turn that around pretty quickly here.
How tough is it to round up these? I mean, you got some serious performers with Dolph and Project Pat. How tough is it to round up these guys? Y'all make it look easy.
It's for them, I think it's a big treat, you know, because they get to come and do it in front of, you know, close to 18,000 people. And we have a great working relationship with a lot of the local artists. And so it's pretty easy, I think, to make those calls. And, you know, they're all big Grizz fans, so they love to do it.
So what time, John, does everything get started around this game tonight?
5:30.
5:30. Yeah, we'll open doors at 5:30, and we'll have the Grizz line and the dance team and the claw crew and everybody in the lobby greeting everybody. And I just remind people that if you have tickets or you're going to buy tickets, that we're doing everything via mobile phone this year, so there's no more actually hard tickets. So download the Grizzlies app, and you can put your tickets in your Apple wallet, and it makes it pretty easy to get in. Perfect.
Yes, it does. John, how much Project Pat is in your playlist right now?
At least one song. How's that?
We'll take it.
All right, there you go.
We will take it.
Well, it should be a fantastic night down there at FedEx Forum. John, we appreciate the time. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thank you.
Is John Walker, Vice President of Business Operations for the Memphis Grizzlies. Project Peta, Young Dolph.
Mort and Malapa.
Yeah, they got MEM headbands they're going to be giving away downtown.
Nice headbands.
Yeah, very, very nice.
I like headbands.
Yeah,
I'm also a big Trigger Man fan. I'll be able to show you all the dance in the break. I might give you a little sample of that.
Oh, you're going to give us a dance?
The Trigger Man, yeah.
You can't do the dance.
Yes, I can, fool.
You're 42 years old.
Look, I'm feeling so generous today. I want to give you my two Grizzlies tickets. Y'all know I got a birthday party thing. Got to be at Audubon tonight. But I've got two tickets from the Grizzlies for tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks. I believe, Bennett, do we have the... Were there more?
We have a four-pack, right? Or did we?
No, we gave that away yesterday.
Oh, okay. we gave that away. I apologize.
I want to give away mine, and then we'll make sure we got more.
Tickets to give
we
away
have
now.
Two tickets.
Yes.
So it's just mine. Wait a minute. We're not giving them yours, John? It's just mine?
I gave mine away.
Oh, look at you. Well, that's the key is we want to have butts in seats tonight. I can't go. So anybody that
likes I can't go either.
Anybody that would like my, yes, and you did well by giving them to someone who's going to use them. That's what I'm trying to do on my birthday. Be generous. This was what the Lord would have me do, John. Bennett, what caller would you like? These are nice seats. Section 113, row R.
They're calling already. We hadn't even given a number yet.
What number do you guys want to give out?
42.
Oh, no, let's do 5 for Bennett's anniversary.
5-year wedding anniversary. Wow. Yeah.
Caller number 5.
535-3776.
These are nice tickets.
535-3776. You're going to go to the Grizzlies game tonight. These are primo seats.
You give them a pair. Section 113, row R. These are good seats. 125.
You can see Vince Carter started at the 4, apparently. Apparently, Vince Carter is the Hawks starting at 4. Good for Vince.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. He's probably so happy right now.
Oh, I know. I mean, he just wants to play and be a part of something bigger than himself, right?
Exactly. I'm not sure that the Hawks are bigger than Vince, though.
I don't want the young NBA fans remembering Vince like this. Like, I appreciate his contributions still.
Trust me, they won't.
Okay.
It'll be like Shaq is a Celtic. Nobody remembers that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's going to be like a weird weird stretch there where Vince Carter was a starting power forward in the NBA. It was with a team that was trying to lose. You know what I mean?
Again, I know people have said, oh, the people that are saying this is a must win are silly. It's a long season. It's a must win.
It's 100% a must win.
It's a must win, ladies and gentlemen, after what we saw against Indiana.
And they will
Let's
win.
Let's be for real. And they will win. They will. Absolutely will win. This is a team that's trying to lose. You need to beat those teams.
Yeah. So there you go. Should be a very fun night downtown tonight. Don't forget Project Pata, Young Dolph, Trigger Man, DJ Spanish Fly. We left off DJ Spanish Fly. What you know about that DJ Spanish Fly?
That's real old school.
And there's also another, Evie McKinney, I believe, is who else is performing there. That's the whole list.
I'm not as familiar with her work.
It's like a Memphis Madness kind of deal. I mean, they got like a whole bunch of acts.
Stop.
What? I'm just saying they have multiple acts.
Stop. Don't. Careful.
It is your birthday. Bennett, you
Did I tell you who I share my wedding anniversary with?
Oh, Bennett, you're taking some joy in this, aren't you?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
No, it's just cool. I mean,
he's got that ish-eating grin on. I knew he had something back there. The blanket is rising up now. He's rebelling.
It will always be a part of me, won't it?
It will be. It's like Kelly Clarkson, who was also
scheduled
to be a Memphis Madness.
No, she wasn't.
Part of me.
She was never part of the plan.
She was never?
I guarantee it.
JT, once upon a time.
I'm not going there. Of course he was.
All right. You don't have to be like KD and defend yourself. We know your track record, baby. We got you.
Hey, and congrats.
Yeah, Bennett likes to have a little fun, though, doesn't he?
I'm sorry. Congrats to Brandon.
You're
not. Going to the game tonight.
Congrats, Brandon.
Brandon's going to the game tonight. And courtesy of the very generous Jason
A real
Smith.
Genuine supporter of the show, it sounded like, unlike you, Bennett.
I'm excited to see Trae Young in person this evening.
Yeah, man, it is going to be fun to watch Trae Young. I mean, this is a prime opportunity for Mike Conley to bounce back against, you know, one of the worst defenders in the NBA, we presume, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll be Young. Kicking John's tail out at Audubon while y'all watching Trae lose.
We're gonna be out at Audubon celebrating our second birthday here on the show. That's the terrible twos year, right? When the baby is two, that's the bad year.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been a lot of fits thrown on this show this year.
And you guys looking at one side of the table only there, brother.
I don't throw fits on this show. Y'all crazy.
Are you kidding me? If it ain't fun, it ain't for John Martin.
When's the last
time? If it ain't fun, I'm leaving your party.
When's the last time I threw a fit?
This week?
I can remember one that stands out.
Yeah, like five.
One that stands out crystal clear is when we came back from a break and John goes, so what do we want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did throw a fit. It was the Phoenix Suns game, all right? It was the Suns, Grizzlies, both these crappy-ass teams. They're tanking, and it's just it's terrible.
Everyone on Diddy's TV show. That's what my man Isaac Rivals is telling me. So I'm still not familiar. I got to get up on that Diddy TV
You're right,
show.
Man. I did throw a fit that one, that day. You're right. You have thrown a fit once or twice. I am the majority, though.
We've all had our moments.
I will cop to that.
We're all human here.
We all fall short.
Mm-hmm.
We all fall short. All right, when we come back, Taco Meat never falls short.
Never.
He's always one game above 500. That is just kind of what he is. So we're going to talk to him. Who is the coaching equivalent of Taco Meat? Like, just always, like, he's not Jeff Fisher because he's always, like, one game above 500.
Hmm. You're not throwing in, though, that each week he's giving you one huge upset. Well, and he's done it the last 2 weeks.
That's true. I'm just trying to think of, like,
So that makes him better than just a coach that's one game over 500, you know what I mean?
He could be the Mike Vrabel.
Okay, early, though.
Go big or go home.
Is he the Mike Fratello?
That's
sports
good.
Gambling.
Bring up his name.
He's the Mike Fratello. He's the czar.
Interesting comparison.
Not a fan.
Yeah. So we will talk to Taco Meat about sports gambling and whatever wisdom he has for us when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Wolf Chase Toyota invites you to join them in the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. Now till October 31st, Wolf Chase Toyota is donating a portion of the proceeds from every new vehicle sold to breast cancer research during their Drive Pink sales event. Together, we can make a difference. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NBS reporting. We couldn't be where we are today without the great people of Memphis, and we're honored to give back to help fund breast cancer research. Shop online today, wolfchasetoyota.com.
Come right up. Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fdhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th, and it's better than ever. Head to Tiger Lane to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs. From noon to 10 p.m., hang out at the Burger Bar, drink local beers, and experience live music provided by Goner Records. Catch some of the city's best chefs in the Chef's Demo Tent. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
I know. You tease me, because I say all the time, I love Memphis Auto Market. Well, I do. I really, really do. It's the only place you can find cars, trucks, and SUVs that are reconditioned like new, loaded with everything you want, and not all mixed in with a bunch of junk. It's like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.